Ugh. No, we could never serve this where I work. It's over-roasted and totally acidic.
Jody, it's an AA meeting. The only thing this coffee needs to be is not vodka. You do know you two aren't fooling anyone, right?
What are you talking about?
Everyone knows you and Steve are dating.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
See? Why are you even bothering keeping it a secret?
I don't like people gossiping about my personal life.
You gossip about other people all the time.
I don't gossip. I deliver the news.
How come you're not sitting with your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
Oh, no. Did you break up?
We were never together.
Told you it wouldn't last.
This right here, this is gossip.
Well, you guys promised me that if I stayed sober, all this stuff in my life would work itself out. And amazingly enough, it's finally happening. My law practice is starting to pick up. Appreciate all the DUI cases I get around here. And best of all, I'm actually starting to date.
Knock it off.
I've started seeing this woman who's just incredible. She's sexy and smart, sophisticated, got a heart of gold.
Uh-oh, he's cheating on you.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Hiding.
From Gregory?
His mother. She's staying with us for a couple of weeks.
Ah, lucky you. When did she get into town?
3 hours ago.
Oh, poor baby. You can hide here as long as you want.
Thanks.
Where's Grandma?
She's on a date.
Oh, with that lawyer guy?
How do you know?
Everybody knows.
Listen, I kind of need your help.
Anything, of course.
Oh.
It's Jill. Just give me 1 second. Hi, Jill, what's up? Okay, I'm kind of in the middle of something with my daughter right now. Can I... Did not slow her down at all. Okay, can I call you back later? Great. Great, thanks. What do you need?
So, Gregory's mom would really like to meet you and Grandma.
Oh, honey, I am so sorry.
Yeah, I was hoping I could put it off. No offense.
None taken. I'd try to hide us, too.
So, I was thinking maybe on scent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta take this. Hey, Jody, what's up? Girl, I'm sponsoring in AA. Uh-huh. Well, he is your boss. He's allowed to tell you to not make personal phone calls at work. Is that him yelling at you right now? Okay, why don't you call me when you're on a break or you've been fired? Okay, thanks, bye.
Wow, so people actually call you for advice?
Well, drunks and drug addicts call me. Nobody with good judgment. So, your future mother-in-law.
Yeah, I was thinking we could all go out for dinner Sunday night. She can meet you, hate you, we can all be home by 9 o'clock.
First of all, she is not going to hate us. We'll be on our best behavior. You'll swear we're other people. And secondly, I think we should do it here.
Why?
It's a family dinner. We should pretend to be one.
I guess.
Come on. Couldn't be worse than the first time I met Baxter's mom.
I know. I was just talking about it in therapy.
You were so drunk. How do you even remember it? Easy. They send you a copy of the police report.
Did someone order a large pizza with a side of me?
This is a nice surprise.
It's about to get a whole lot nicer. You just need to decide, which do you want first? Keeping in mind the pizza will get cold, but this will stay hot forever.
Oh, I want you.
That's the right answer, but I'm starving, so we're gonna start with the pizza.
Can I tell you a secret fantasy I have?
Whew, if it's me, pizza, and another girl, I get to pick the girl.
Actually, I'd love for us to go out to lunch or dinner sometime, like a regular couple.
Then what?
That's it. We'd have lunch or dinner.
Huh. That's not even one shade of gray. You know, Steve, I kind of like what we got going on here. Let's not mess with it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's just sometimes it feels like you don't want to be seen with me.
What are you talking about? That's so not true.
I know we agreed to keep it discreet, but at a certain point, I gotta wonder, are we boyfriend and girlfriend or just quickies and takeout?
Well, you say quickies and takeout like it's a bad thing.
I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm just asking for us to go out to dinner sometime. Maybe see a movie, take a romantic walk in the park.
Why do I always have to be the guy?
Hey! Just because I have feelings doesn't mean I'm not a man.
It kind of does. Do yourself a favor. Save your feelings for your diary.
It's not a diary. It's a journal.
That is not helping your case.
Yeah, well, my sponsor told me I needed a way to safely express my emotions.
And the mood is killed. I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye. Well, opening up my heart to her was a mistake.
You looking forward to meeting Violet's future mother-in-law?
Actually, I am. Great thing about being sober for a while is I've got more confidence now.
Well, you should.
Yeah. I don't mean to be cocky, but I kind of have a sparkle.
Sparkle?
Maybe it's a twinkle. Could be a twinkle.
So what are you gonna cook for her?
Oh, Jill again. Problems with her ex. Anyway, I'm making a traditional Jewish dinner. Flanken, kreplach, and kugel.
Oh my. What is it?
First thing that came up when I Googled Jewish dinner.
Jill again?
Jody. I love her, but man, ex-meth heads are so chatty. And they are terrible spellers.
Why don't you just turn your phone off?
I can't do that. I'm her sponsor. She needs me.
I get it, but you still need to set boundaries.
Easy to say, hard to do.
Not really. Call me. I'll show you.
Okay.
So what else is going on? How's work?
Wait, aren't you gonna answer it?
No, because I'm visiting with my friend Christy, and I'm gonna give her all my attention.
But what if phone Christy needs you? What if she's in some kind of crisis?
She's always in some kind of crisis.
Hang on, voicemail. Hi, Marjorie. I just want you to know you hurt my feelings, and I'm borderline suicidal.
See, that's an example of the kind of thing that can wait.
To do. Steve is pushing for us to be a real couple. You know, dinners, movies, holding hands and stuff.
He's a monster. Dump him.
You don't get it. We start doing all that and I'm locked in.
Yeah, so?
So, what if somebody better comes along while I'm having a dorky walk in the park?
Mom, from the bottom of my heart, I just gotta tell you, your problems are stupid. That's my Kugel.
Listen to your problems. Last night you jabbered on for a half hour on the length of your bangs.
Had to. Marjorie wasn't picking up. She's right. I do make everything a crisis.
How do you tell the difference between the Kugel and the Flanken?
You put the kreplach between them.
Oh, Steve, you're driving me crazy.
Just turn off your phone.
You can do that?
I did. It's called setting boundaries.
All right, phone off.
Mom, we're here. Coming. Now remember, we're nice people and we love each other.
I'll give it a shot.
Welcome to our home.
Where nice people love each other.
Christy, Bonnie, this is my mother, Phyllis.
Hello. Nice to meet you. So you're the mother. What, you had Violet when you were 16?
No, 17. And a half.
I I had her when I was 16.
All right. When I was 16, I was at summer camp rowing a canoe.
Great story, Ma. Thank you so much for having us over.
Our pleasure.
And I brought a nice bottle of wine.
Oh, thank you.
You do know we don't drink, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. It is for me.
Open it now.
Well, no one was more surprised than I was when these two got engaged. I mean, Gregory hasn't had a girlfriend since... What was her name? The one with the teeth.
I don't know, Ma. They all had teeth.
Rachel Levine. I liked her. You ever hear from her?
No, I don't hear from any of my ex-girlfriends.
Ex-girlfriends. Listen to Tom Jones over here. Don't you worry, Violet. It was only the one. So, what is this I'm eating?
It's flanken.
No, it's not. But it was sweet of you to try.
Would you like some more wine, Mrs. Muchnick?
Oh, thank you. And please, Bonnie, we're only a few years apart. Call me Phyllis. So, do you miss the booze?
Oi.
What? I'm curious. I've never met an alcoholic.
What about Uncle Artie?
Shh, 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 shh. My brother Arthur was not an alcoholic. He just didn't know when to stop drinking.
Isn't that essentially
the same? Shh, shh, shh.
Excuse me.
Look at that tiny tush. I hate her.
Hey, I gotta stay here for a couple days.
Yeah, we have guests.
Sorry, I texted you like 1,000 times, but you didn't answer.
Who is this person?
Oh, hi, I'm Jody.
Ah, you're Violet's friend?
No, Christy's my sponsor.
I'm lost.
I'm helping her stay sober. Why do you need to crash here?
Because my sister's a bitch.
What happened?
Mom, can you do this another time?
Hang on, Vi. What happened?
I guess I borrowed her car without telling her first, and she totally freaked out on me.
Oh, this is an easy one. You're wrong. Go make amends to your sister and get your ass to a meeting.
But she was really mean to me.
Go! Believe it or not, I am so proud of that girl.
So, Christy, I have to ask, what inspired you to go back to school to become a lawyer?
Well, actually, it was something I've wanted to do since I was a kid. I saw this one get hauled off by the police a bunch of times, and I wanted to help her.
You couldn't just say you read a book about Lincoln?
You know, that's interesting. I got into psychology to help my mother. As you can see, it didn't work.
Cute. I thought it was to understand your obsession with boobies. Had to breastfeed him till he was 4. Yeah, you want his zets with the big boys, that's what happens. So are we gonna talk about the age difference with these two or what?
Please, let's go back to boobies.
Christy, tell me that you're not concerned.
Well, I was at first, but they both seem happy together, and isn't that what's important?
Thank you, Mary Poppins. How about you?
Well, Phil? Who am I to judge? I'm a middle-aged woman.
What has that got to do with anything?
I just wanted you to know I'm a lot younger than you are. Why don't I get that?
Now that's a zets.
What are you doing here?
You wouldn't answer your phone? You don't return my text? I wonder what's going on.
What's going on is we've got company. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
No.
No?
I demand to be heard. I am not your secret sex toy.
Do something. Mom, you mind taking your dumbass life outside?
Sure. Move.
Can you imagine what they were like when they drank?
I'm tired letting you call all the shots. Now, are we in a real relationship or not?
Wow. I've never seen this forceful side of you before.
Well, sometimes a man's
I don't like it.
Okay.
Is Christy here? I need to talk to Christy.
Yeah, she's inside. What's going on?
My ex-husband is having a baby with a skanky anesthesiologist, which is crazy because he never wanted to have a baby with me. I mean, why wouldn't anybody want to have a baby with me?
So you can't even take a Xanax?
No, we face our difficulties with dignity and grace.
Christy, I need you. My husband knocked up his whore.
Everybody, this is Jill. Jill, this
is... Don't care. Why don't you answer your phone?
Let's talk in the kitchen.
Mom, can't you do this later?
Just need 5 minutes. I would have been a wonderful mother!
Maybe 6 minutes.
Maybe we should go.
Are you kidding? This is like dinner and a show.
You'll regret this, Bonnie Plunkett. You're gonna miss my loving.
Act two.
Sorry about that.
Is everything okay?
Not really. I had to end it with him.
All because he didn't want to be your secret sex toy.
Oh, for God's sakes.
They say these things out loud. I shouldn't listen.
It wasn't him. It's just hard for me to make a commitment.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, I don't know if Violet told you, but the love of my life died last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. How did he die?
We were in bed together.
Mom, now!
I'm sorry, 2 more minutes.
Oh, forget it. Let's just get out of here.
Violet, please, I'm trying.
Yeah, you're always trying. I asked you for one normal family dinner and you couldn't do it.
Hey, friends come to me for help. I am not gonna turn them away.
Yeah, but
I... There's no buts. People were there for me when I needed them. Now it's my turn.
Great. And as always, it doesn't matter what I need. Let's go.
Oh, wait, may I say something?
Say it in the car.
When I came here tonight, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, alcoholics, drug addicts, felons, Gentiles. But Christy, what you're doing with the tattoo girl in that basket case in the kitchen? It's a mitzvah.
A what'sva?
A mitzvah. It means a good deed.
Huh. I thought it was that big cracker.
That's matzah.
Say the other one again.
Mitzvah. Violet, your mother helps people. What's better than that?
I don't know. She could help me.
Aw, what do you need help with? You're beautiful, you're young, you're intelligent. You're gonna marry my son, have 10 nice years with him.
Yeah, the over-under is 6.
The bottom line is you should be very grateful that this wonderful woman is your mother.
Thank you, Phyllis.
You're very welcome, dear. This really is the most adorable little tushy.
What the hell am I eating?
I've been asking that all night long.
So go figure. Ever since the dinner, we can't stop talking like we're in Fiddler on the Roof.
Enough already with Epicoctus' story. You're breaking my kishkas.
Oi.
See, it's contagious.
No, Steve just walked in.
With a shiksa.
I'm such a schmuck.